Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, 8:07 here on the Morning Roundup. It's time now for our community conversation, and joining me here on the line this morning is someone you'll be hearing from, especially tomorrow, as New Hampton Public Library is going to put on a Zoom conversation with author Cindy Wilson. Cindy, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too, and hopefully the weather kind of kind of keeps that white stuff away for a while. Boy, we've been hit after hit after hit. We were talking about it just before we got on the air this morning.
Yes, up here in southern Minnesota, we are just absolutely buried in snow.
Yeah. Oh, whereabouts are you in southern Minnesota?
I'm just to the east of Mankato, about 20 miles, and nice, convenient location usually, but I haven't really left my house for about a week and a half because of the snow.
It was the pre-Christmas blizzard, and then we've had the actual snow afterwards, and insult to injury, we had that ice storm on top of it. So they were just waiting for the big thaw out for next time around here.
Maybe it's just ambiance for my talk tomorrow night.
Maybe. It's setting the stage. Of course, let's talk about that. Carrie Becker and I there at New Hampton Public Library talked about how you'll be make an appearance via Zoom. Let's talk about it. That's happening here. It's about, it's based on one of the beloved books here from around our parts here. Laura Ingalls Wilder, of course. Go ahead. Let's talk about that.
Okay, the presentation I'm going to do is talking about how Laura Ingalls Wilder took her family experience and her own memories and used those to craft the novel The Long Winter, which is one of the Little House books. And I had gone into the newspaper records to determine what was the history really like during the hard winter. You know, how does what really happened line up with what was in the novel. And so my talk is going to start with some of that history as shown through the newspapers as they were published week by week as the winter unfolded. And I've got some fantastic historic photos that were taken during that winter, because it'd be so easy to think that her descriptions of snow had been exaggerated. But fortunately, there were some very intrepid photographers who took their big, bulky equipment and those glass plates out and took pictures of some of the snow banks around the train tracks. And so I'll have some of those at the event tomorrow night showing just how much snow there was. And then once I've established how bad the winter really was, then I talk about how Laura wrote the book but struggled a bit with the plot line, because really the winter was just about unending blizzards and cold and hunger, and how do you turn that into an entire book? So there are letters between herself and her daughter Rose about the evolution from her memories to the novel, and that's what tomorrow night's presentation will be.
Speaking with author Cindy Wilson here on the Long Hard Winter here, that's of course based on the Wilder novel here. Now, what led you, Cindy, into digging into the history behind it? What kind of drove you into looking into the history?
Well, it was very innocent. I was part of a neighborhood book club, and we had been, the last several months had been some pretty heavy topics. And when my month came along, I thought, hey, let's lighten the mood a little bit and pick a young adult novel. And I don't know, I wasn't thinking real clearly, because The Long Winter is definitely not a lighthearted novel. But as I prepared to host that month, I knew that the women in the group would wonder, how did the real history compare? And I could find very little that went into detail. There were county histories that had some hyperbole, but not real details. And that's how it started. I became curious and more curious and more curious, and ended up spending a couple of years immersed in this horrible winter.
Now, did you find some correlations between the history and, of course, the book as well? Was there more, less, kind of almost equal? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there were things that lined up pretty well. For instance, the weather is every bit as awful as described in the novel, and the snowfall and the unending cold and frustration and the lack of fuel. In the novel, they ended up, you know, twisting hay to burn for heat, and that showed up in the newspapers as early as October that winter. There were also some things that were really quite different, such as the railroad efforts. In the novel, the railroad company gave up quite early and abandoned everybody to the blizzards. But in reality, the efforts to keep the snow off of the tracks continued all winter. It was just that it snowed faster than they could be shoveled or plowed out.
Now, speaking with author Cindy Wilson here, our conversation, of course, on the long winter, you'll be discussing via Zoom at New Hampton Public Library here. And, of course, we have that info posted on our community calendar at 951thebull.com. Cindy, what was your favorite find, or you had a couple of different finds that you found in your research?
Oh, there were some really interesting things. But I think my very favorite is how, because the trains couldn't get through, so they couldn't bring the paper out that the newspaper people needed to print on. And so they had to get very creative in order to publish their newspapers. So they would print on things like wallpaper, the kind of paper you decorate your walls with, or linen, or the paper that the butchers used to wrap their meat in. And in a couple of really amazing examples, a handkerchief or shirt. And I'll have photos of some of those as well tomorrow night.
Very good. Once again, Cindy Wilson joining us here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. More information on you, Cindy. How can we learn more about you? And, of course, with the long winter.
Well, the book's website is, the title of the book is The Beautiful Snow, and so the website is thebeautifulsnow.com. So that would be the easiest place to find out about myself and the book. And, yeah, for the event, the New Hampton Public Library's Facebook page has the information.
So definitely check out The Beautiful Snow, and definitely check out New Hampton Public Library on Facebook for the information for the event, as well as our website, community calendar, at 951thebull.com. Cindy, final thoughts before we end our conversation for today ahead of your event tomorrow?
No, I just welcome everybody to sign up. Because it's Zoom, you'll need to register so that Carrie can send you the link. And I look forward to talking with everybody tomorrow night.
Very good. Once again, author Cindy Wilson, Beautiful Snow. Check that book out. And, of course, the conversation tomorrow with New Hampton Public Library on Zoom. Cindy, thanks a lot for joining me today. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Rob, and have a wonderful week.